equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
There is a battle brewing on the horizon that will impact every single person on this planet. And that includes you, and it includes your family. It is a war initiated and led by a spiritual principality that the pages of your Bible identify as Gog, who rules an entire geographic region known as Magog. It is an enemy in the far north, according to your Bible, of God's holy nation, Israel. The participants in this horrifically evil alliance are bursting across your news feed even today. Russia, China, Afghanistan, Iran, Turkey, Syria, Ethiopia, Libya. The chess pieces of both pawns and principalities are right now in play. And before it all ends, the Bible tells us that half of Jerusalem itself will lie in ruin. The recent turn of events in Afghanistan with a final linchpin. I want you to get ready. I need you to lock in with me today as never before. The end time revelation on today's landmark breakthrough broadcast spotlights the catastrophic events that may be only days or months away. Tell a friend, it's next on your Breakthrough.
This is a special edition of Breakthrough, the Gog of Magog, Final Four Prophetic Battles with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Today, my divine assignment is to help you rightly divide and discern God's eternal truth. End time events, I'm telling you, are dropping out of heaven like cherries from treetops. And I would strongly encourage you to keep your Bible open to Ezekiel chapter 37 and 38. Really, Ezekiel 36, 37, 38. It's where the prophet records the final prophetic battles that he saw in a vision by the Spirit of God. There is no longer any shadow of doubt. It's coming. It's on the horizon today. I'm not here to frighten you, but I will let you know that there will be bloodshed on such a massive scale that will include, hear me, a 10 million man army, hell-bent on the destruction of the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, and the Antichrist commanding the holy city of Jerusalem. So please, please, listen ever so closely to this brief clip from one of my recent messages regarding Gog of Magog, final four prophetic battles, and I'll be right back. Now, the Gog of Magog is a principality and power, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in the supernatural sphere. Such is Gog. He shows up in Revelation chapter 20. There, another battle called Gog of Magog. There has been great confusion that these two battles are the same battle. They are not the same battle. They, in fact, happen at least 1,000 years apart. Gog of Ezekiel 37 and 38 is an overlording territorial spirit who had authority and rulership over the area of geography called Magog. These are modern-day Russia, modern-day Turkey, Cappadocia, modern-day Persia, Iran. This battle must have certain things come into alignment before it can happen. It must happen prior to the rapture of the church. If you ever did hear this gospel preacher, Jesus Christ is coming, and he's coming very soon. But so many, many millions have yet to hear, oh God help us, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I need you to know that I've been under a determined dealing of the Spirit of Almighty God. I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm willing to do everything possible to reach multiplied tens of thousands of souls through crusades, millions and millions through the medium of television, and expand our worldwide online presence. But I simply cannot do it alone. I need faithful partners, friends like you, who will stand with me as Aaron and Hur, holding up my arms as they did for Moses. Oh, so many have grown so cold, so indifferent in their heart. They're so spiritually dry and parched. Our nation is divided from coast to coast. Someone must rise up, step to the forefront, and fill up that which has been lacking in the body of Christ. In order to do it, I need your help. No. I'm not speaking to someone next to you. I'm not speaking to someone else. You're there right now by divine appointment, and I'm here on divine assignment. I need you to pray. I need 100,000 men and women who know how to take hold of the horns of the altar of God and plead with God for a mighty revival. Then I need you to invest. To invest your seed to help me place as many souls as jewels in the crown of our Savior as is possible. You're not watching this broadcast by happenstance. God, thank you, Jesus, has strategically chosen you, put his hand upon you to be a vital part of the end time harvest of souls. The fields are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. I need you before it's eternally too late. They say you won't help me. They say that the church is too cold and indifferent, too self-centered to care about anyone else. I don't believe that of you. Pray. Ask the Holy Spirit what he would have you to sow today. It's a rescue mission to reach the unreached that you and I must undertake together to restore the message of a redeeming, crucified Christ who gave his life and was raised again from the dead, so that every man, woman, boy, and girl would never know what hell looks like, but be ushered into the presence of God to spend eternity with him. It's harvest time. No. It's not going to be. Your Bible says don't say it's this long or it's that long. The harvest is here. It's time. I'm under a divine mandate from God. I need your help. Sow your very best faith-filled seed for souls. $40, a $20 bill in each hand, two $20 bills, less than the cost of a meal for your family, or even more. When you sow that $40 or more seed, I want you to have my brand new series. It is verifiably ripped from today's headlines. Gog of Magog, the final four battles. And if it's at all possible, just add another $20 bill. Just another $20, $60. And I will also include my prophetic, best-selling, hardback edition, the finale, One World, One Ruler, One Reign. That's where we're headed. See for yourself how close we are to the end of days and the rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ. Share this powerful series, The Gog of Magog. Share it with your loved ones. Get an extra copy for your pastor. Call right now. Sow your very best seed for souls, or you can sow securely online at rodparsley.com. I believe you will.
Spiritually, the tide is turning, and it's about to get very dark.
The howls and the cackles from the bowels of the devil's domain are going to scream like they have never screamed.
It's coming, the Gog of Magog, final four prophetic battles. Learn why the fall of Afghanistan was the necessary evil alignment to open the dark door to the bloodshed soon to come. Get advanced information crucial to your safety. Pinpoint prophetically when each battle will take place. Dr. Rod Parsley's clear vision cuts through the glamour. Listen closely to God's prophetic time clock. The final minutes and seconds are ticking away. We must win souls as quickly as we can. The ministry's unceasing focus on souls has never been so vital. Sow an immediate soul-winning seed of $40 or more and receive the Gog of Magog Final Four Prophetic Battles as our thank you gift. Take a stand with Rod Parsley and sow a seed of $60 or more, and we'll add his bestseller, The Finale. One world, one ruler, one reign. Call right away. Sow your very best seed or sow securely at rodparsley.com. The salvation of your family and the trajectory of this nation hangs in the balance.
Well, these, my dear friend, are very, very spiritually serious times. Now, I know a lot of preachers want to entertain you, but that's not why I'm here. You're here because God's got his hand on your life. You're here because you are revenant. You are one of those radical revivalist believers who wants to help me reach the world with the truth of the gospel before it's eternally too late. And I trust you're seeking God's face concerning the cataclysmic end time events that are recorded for us in your Bible. Well, the countdown to Armageddon began May the 14th, 1948, when Israel once again became a sovereign nation. It sent shockwaves throughout this valley of dry bones. Each of the evil empires surrounding Israel are at this very moment about the business of plotting her demise. Their ultimate goal is the utter destruction of what they call, hear me, the great Satan and the little Satan, Israel and the United States. The Antichrist will begin his war against God's chosen people in the second war of the final four prophetic battles, as I share in this very brief clip. I'll be right back. Here's where they march. Do you see the directions? There's Meshech and Tubal. There's Togarma, Gomer, Magog. Up from this direction, Iran. All heading where? To Israel. Before the Six-Day War in 1967, this war was impossible. I have walked along the Golan. I have stood in the middle of this prophecy and looked over my shoulder at Syria and across the way to Lebanon. In the Six-Day War, Israel fought one of the greatest military miracles of all time. Israel has arguably the third or fifth mightiest military on earth. But guess who they're depending on? That little tiny sliver on the edge of the Mediterranean is wondering what on earth it will do, because it knows Turkey, Iran, Russia, China, more than any other nation on earth, is zeroed in on them. Now, there are three divinely inspired, Holy Ghost directed, God sent messages for this moment in time in my brand new End Time series, Gog of Magog, the final four prophetic battles. Each one will wipe away the half-truths. It will destroy the outright lies coming from the mass media, made for primetime TV generals and backslidden pulpits from coast to coast, formed not from the rock of the Word of God, but perched on the slippery slope of secular humanism and vain philosophy. You and I are in a battle. That battle is centered on the priceless souls, eternal souls of men and women, of boys and girls, perhaps someone you love very, very much. The time is ever so short, and our assignment is to the eternal souls of mankind. Let other preachers play around the edges. Let other preachers tickle the ears of backslidden saints. That's not my assignment. And I need an army of God to rise up around me, to hold my hands up as did Aaron and Hur for Moses, as I declare the truth of God's word across America and around the world, and as the apex of all Christian endeavor, including breakthrough, must become to place the jewel of a soul in the crown of our Savior. It's all about the one, and I am intent on reaching that one. I need you. I need you to join with me. Pastor Rod, what can we do? Well, you can look away from placating philosophic psychologists in the pulpit and sow a strategic seed today to help me rescue those who are dying, to reach the unreached with the gospel of Jesus Christ before it is eternally too late. I want to encourage you to sow at least a $40 seed today. Do you know what my team tells me? They say, Pastor, every time on Breakthrough, you ask the people to help you win souls, they turn a deaf ear. And I said, well, I can't help it anymore. I can no longer walk away from my assignment to win the lost at any cost. Who's doing it? Who is using the media of television to reach the hurting, desperate, depraved, dying souls of men and women? I believe you will help me. As you sow two $20 bills, $40, I want to bless your life with this absolutely must-have end-time series. Entire nations and eternal souls of humanity are hanging in the balance, and you have the ability to make the difference. Do it today. The time is so very short. I am in no way timid, intimidated, nor ashamed to ask you to sow your very best seed possible at this profoundly prophetic time. I'm trusting that many of you today, I pray it's you, will be verifiably apprehended by the Holy Spirit to sow at least $60 or more. When you do, I'm going to send you Gog of Magog, the final four battles. I'm also going to send you a hardback copy of my prophetic end-time book, The Finale, One World, One Ruler, One Reign. So please, please, don't wait another moment. Call now or log on at rodparsley.com. Sow your very best end-time seed for souls, and I know God will bless you for it, because the apex of everything we do must become the goal of Breakthrough, and of your support of Breakthrough must be to place the jewel of a soul in the crown of our Savior before it's eternally too late. Please call now, and I'll be back with a whole lot more right after you make that call.
Spiritually, the tide is turning, and it's about to get very dark.
The howls and the cackles from the bowels of the devil's domain are going to scream like they have never screamed.
It's coming, the Gog of Magog, final four prophetic battles. Learn why the fall of Afghanistan was the necessary evil alignment to open the dark door to the bloodshed soon to come. Get advanced information crucial to your safety. Pinpoint prophetically when each battle will take place. Dr. Rod Parsley's clear vision cuts through the glamour. Listen closely to God's prophetic time clock. The final minutes and seconds are ticking away. We must win souls as quickly as we can. This is a historic moment. The battle lines between good and evil are so evident. The ministry's unceasing focus on souls has never been so vital. Sow an immediate soul-winning seed of $40 or more and receive the Gog of Magog Final Four Prophetic Battles as our thank you gift. Take a stand with Rod Parsley and sow a seed of $60 or more, and we'll add his bestseller, The Finale. One world, one ruler, one reign. Protect your family against the evil takeover of the Antichrist. Call right away. Sow your very best seed or sow securely at rodparsley.com. The salvation of your family and the trajectory of this nation hangs in the balance.
I believe your attention has been captured. I believe You are refocusing on the end time events taking place all around you every day. I believe that you are ready to deepen your understanding and revelation to show yourself approved before your Father God. My brand new 3-message series, Gog of Magog, Final 4 Prophetic Battles, will equip you with the eternal truth necessary to help you stand firmly in your faith in these increasingly troubled times. I sure want to thank you for partnering with me to reach the unreached, to tell the untold, the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Don't have much time left to do it. So please, call right now or log on today.
Sow an immediate soul-winning seed of $40 or more and receive the Gog of Magog Final 4 Prophetic Battles as our thank you gift. Take a stand with Rod Parsley and sow a seed of $60 or more and we'll add his bestseller, The Finale. One world, one ruler, one reign. Call right away. Sow your very best seed or sow securely at rodparsley.com. The salvation of your family and the trajectory of this nation hangs in the balance.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a 4-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in music ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, every day, I'm so thankful for it. Every single day, brand new friends, brand new partners, are becoming a vital part of this worldwide soul-winning ministry. Jonah and I, we're so thankful to you for writing to us. It would be such a blessing to be able to take your letter in our hands like these. The address is very easy to remember. It's just Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. I'll see you next time on Your Breakthrough.